Hey, this is Bobby McGraw. Thanks so much for being on the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast today. And hey, if you find these helpful, if you find them encouraging, would you consider sharing them with somebody today? The easiest way to do that is to go to weekdaypodcast.com and you'll find some little share links for social media, email, and even just a way to copy and paste the link into a text message. We would be so grateful if you consider spreading the word and encouraging other people. Last Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, I made sort of a side comment about the kind of church we are. See, local churches are what I would consider to be little c churches. We're a local body of people that follow Jesus that gather together. We're a little c church, and our little c church is also part of what I'd call the big C church. In fact, we're a local gathering, but we recognize that we're part of something that God is doing globally as well for all believers, regardless of where they live and what their background is. We're a little C church, but we're part of something bigger, the big C church of what God is doing around the globe. And regardless of where you live, most of you are probably here in Sugar Hill, but wherever you live, here's what I want to say is that little C, the local body of believers, they absolutely need you. The church needs you. See, there's a lot of reasons to stay connected to a church family, to come and to gather. But one of the ways to do that is so that you can fulfill the calling that God has placed on your life. God's placed this on every believer's life to serve other people in very practical ways. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 12:27, it says, "All of you together are Christ's body, and each one of you is a part of it." See, the way that you serve is desperately needed in the body of Christ. I mean, any given Sunday around here at Sugar Hill Church, there are hundreds of people that make everything happen from the platform all the way down to the behind the scenes kind of stuff. You have a role to play, and every single role is important. In fact, in God's eyes, there's no such thing as small service because it all matters. In a similar way, there are no insignificant ministries within the church. Some ministries, honestly, are more visible than others, and some are more behind the scenes than others, but all of them are valuable. In fact, what I've seen over the years is sometimes the smallest and the most hidden ministries are the ones that are making the biggest difference. See, in our home, we've got sort of the normal lights that you turn on at night when you're having dinner and all that stuff, but also at night, we've got some little night lights. Now, some of the lights that we use at night are really big. They're like the chandelier. They're the fixture above the dining room table. And then during the night, there's just the little bitty light, the little bitty night light. See, it doesn't matter how big those lights are. What does matter is do they accomplish what they're meant to do? Because I guarantee you, even though that night light is small, if it keeps me from stubbing my toe in the middle of the night, it does its job. See, there's no correlation in God's kingdom between size and significance. Every single ministry matters. Why? Because we're all dependent on each other. See, we're part of a body. He says we are part of the body of Christ. Think about your physical body. If part of your physical body said today, "Hey, I'm just not going to function," what would happen? You would get sick. See, what if you got up today and your spleen said, "You know what? I'm not going to be part of your body anymore. I'm just going to go over here and I'm going to spleen by myself." That sounds kind of ridiculous, doesn't it? I don't even know. A spleen's probably a bad example. Think about your liver. If your liver decided, "Man, I'm going to live for myself. I'm tired. I don't want to serve the rest of the body anymore. I just want to take a year off. I just want to be fed. I just want to sit back. I've got to do what's best for me. Let somebody else take over." What would happen? Your body would die. And I'm telling you, there are churches across this country that are dying because there are believers who are unwilling to serve. They'd rather just sit on the sidelines. They would rather be spectators. They'd rather just show up and critique everybody else instead of saying, "Sign me up, put me in." And as a result, the whole body suffers. See, God has called you to serve. And that call to service is far beyond anything you could imagine. He has created you for a life of good works, and he's already prepared for you to do them. Just check out Ephesians 2. See, whenever you serve others, it doesn't matter, big or small, on the platform or hidden away, whenever you serve others, you know who you're actually serving? You are actually serving God. Your church needs you to step up and say, I want to serve. Well, hey, thanks again for joining us today. I hope that today's podcast was an encouragement to you. I want to encourage you, find a place to serve. Ask your local church if you're listening outside of Sugar Hill, but if you're here and you're part of the Sugar Hill Church family, if there's anything we can do to help you find a way to serve, feel free to drop us an email today. Just simply write hello@sugarhillchurch.com, hello@sugarhillchurch.com, because not only will the body be stronger, but you'll be more fulfilled. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.